This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Right now, we turn to the Tucson Unified School District Governing Board. There are three open seats. This is a very unusual situation. Three open seats on a five-member board. There are six candidates. One of them is Natalie Luna Rose. Natalie, how are you?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Doing well. Why did you decide? First of all, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and why you're running?
Okay. Well, I am a Tucson native, born and raised, went through the TUSD system, graduate of Rincon High School. I'm married. I have a daughter who is attending Alice Vale Middle School, and I'm running as a parent who wants to have parents' voices on the board.
What do you, how would you grade what TUSD, how they are reacting, this current board, to the COVID situation? What would you do different?
Well, I actually, I think they're doing I think they're doing well in the circumstances that they are given. What I would like to see the board do a little bit more, though, is be a little bit more proactive with their communication. Before the school year started, you know, parents didn't really know a lot of what time their child's school was to start, and some of the login information, and we got those details, like, you know, two nights before school started. So there's that, and I know that the teachers in Tucson Unified are waiting to hear from the administration on whether or not a hybrid situation will be happening. And I know that the board recently voted to talk about that on October 6th. They started discussions last Tuesday. So I think a little bit more communication, but I think overall, at least for my family, the remote learning has been going well. But I know that it's difficult for a lot of other families across Tucson.
Talk a little bit about what's on your platform, Natalie, what you would like to see this board be doing, and it's going to be a big change. This is the first time in really decades, generations, that we've had this many open seats.
Yeah, my platform is simple. I think TUSD arguably has had its moments, and it's made things difficult. But I think to have a parent voice like mine on the board would allow for more communication. I have a communications background. There's a lot of really great programs that the district has that I would like to see highlighted more. We focus on the negative, and Bill, we're living in a time right now where there's just so many angry voices. I'd really like to try to start changing that dialogue and turning it around into something positive, not ignoring the issues of you know, budget. The district can, you know, I'd like to see the district perhaps pare down the budget to make it more understandable, because a $550 million budget is that's a daunting task. And unless you're a CPA, if you're just, you know, Tucson taxpayer, it can be hard to decipher some days. So I'd like to do something where maybe there's a monthly meeting that helps break down the budget. There's, you know, those type of transparency items. But I'd really like to try to also focus, like I said, on the positive of the district, because we've got some great teachers and staff and people who are really working hard right now, especially during this time. And to have a strong parent voice to champion those things, but also to be on the administration to make sure that we're doing things right.
Tucson Unified gets a really bad rap, doesn't it, in many cases where people just assume it's a really low-end kind of district where kids are not going to get a good education. There's a real messaging problem, isn't there, Natalie?
There is. And I'd like to, you know, say if I didn't believe in TUSD and public education, I wouldn't be talking to you on the radio today. So I graduated from Rincon High School. I went through the whole system K-12. I don't really consider myself a failure, and I think that could be said for many of my friends that went through the system with me and other people that did across the city and have moved on to doing really good things. And my daughter and her friends, my daughter's in the GATE program, which is the Gifted and Talented Education, wonderful program that I think a lot of people still don't know about. And those kids, you know, they tend to go into UHS, which has had high marks for many years. We've got, there's OMA, there's Opening Music Through the Arts. There's just a lot of the dual language. There's just a lot of programs and the things. Rincon's got a great band program. So people don't hear that, though. They hear the previous infighting on the previous boards, the DSAG case, mismanagement of funds from years ago, and those things have stuck around. And I think if we're just trying to be, I'm just really trying to be looking at the positive, especially right now. I think that's what we need more of. I mean, again, just want to say not to neglect the issues that are happening, but you start with those small things, Bill, then you can really start, I think, gaining traction on how the district is perceived and maybe help bringing back the families that moved on to either other school districts or charter schools, and maybe they're not happy there and want to give TUSD a second chance.
Where would folks get more about you? I'm sure you've got a website you would like to have folks check out, direct our listeners to.
So I am, it's Natalie for TUSD, all one word, NATALIEFORTUSD .com. I'm also on Facebook, Natalie for TUSD, as well as Instagram and Twitter, all under Natalie for TUSD.
It's been a challenge campaigning in these times, I'm sure.
Yes, it has. I'm not a stranger on helping and volunteering on other people's campaigns, but to do one my own through COVID, this morning I went and walked with a couple other candidates this morning, walked 150 doors near Santa Rita High School, and we're just no contact lit dropping. We've got everybody's lit, and we've got a list, and not knocking on doors, but sliding it in on their porches, and hopefully getting the word out. But it's that, and it's a lot of social media and phone calls. And phone calls are difficult now too, because everybody's getting inundated by them. And a lot of people don't answer their phones anymore. They'll go straight to voicemail. And I don't know if they listen to their voicemail, because everybody, you know, texting is the way to go.
Very strange times. Natalie Luna Rose. Thank you, Natalie. Good checking in with you.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Natalie Luna Rose, one of six candidates for three open board seats on the TUSD governing board.